tiny moment of madness. You must not share such regrets.
He smashed the flickering screen, fed the wren to the cat, loosened my tie, and to mutual embarrassment, tightened my trousers.
Sorry.
It's fine. Did you see the cricket?
The demons are coming. I will hold them as long as I can. It will not be long. Their only weakness is a fear of holiness, but alas, I am far from holy. That path will lead you to safety.
I freed my companions, and we hurried down the path he had indicated.
Think you're hard enough, demons? Right, no, you are hard enough. Oh, all the pain! But I die for a higher cause, for love. Earn this pin.
And he was gone. Then the demon hordes began their march upwards out of hell. We had little time to save the world and my wife. We followed the path as it grew steeper and steeper, legs aching, lungs burning, knees in a massive strop. Finally, we were at the door marked emergency exit, rightly held back.
I so want to feel the sun on my face. And yet I fear it.
The sun's warm rays seemed to pass through her as if she was not there.
Oh, I am become as mist or a light fog.
Yet Harry and I are not. Of course, we were only ever half dead. You totally carked it.
Pip, help! I am evaporating.
Harry, do you still have Grimpunch's bottle?
Of rubbish forgetting water?
It is not the water I want.
I emptied the bottle and held it near Ripley's dissipating soul.
Ripley, fill this bottle with your soul. No, she's drifting away.
Wait, Pippin, I have an idea.
Harry's breath wafted her soul into the bottle, and I hurriedly prepared to replace the top.
Oops, I think I might have swallowed a bit of that. There we go.
She may yet be saved.
Clutching my bottle of wife, I rushed her as fast as I could to restore her to her body. Alas, as I ran through London, I saw terrible sights. Benevolent demons were bursting forth from hell and possessing every mortal soul they saw.
No, please!
People writhed in agony. Nothing could stop the demons. It was literally hell on earth. And surveying it was Mr. Benevolent, perched high atop his massive dragon called Clive. We had just one sliver of a chance.
Harry, will I reinsert Ripley's soul? I need you to find me a vicar.
I'll try.
There is no try. Only do or do not.
Then I shall try and do. And not do, not do. Was that one do too many?
Rackley's physical form lay in a room full of stern maiden aunts. I had shown them a series of lewd etchings, and their icy disapproval had chilled and preserved the body. I knelt beside her and opened the bottle. Rackley's soul emerged, but immediately began to dissipate.
Ripley, please.
As if hearing me, her spirit threaded its way into her ears, her nose, her mouth. But then, alas, nothing.
It has not worked.
I rested my forehead on hers. It was cold. No sign of life. I stayed there for some minutes, I know not how long, as the depraved roars of the possessed came closer, and I knew that I must mourn later. For now, I had a world to save.
Goodbye, dearest wife.
I kissed her for the last time and turned to go. But then...
Where am I?
The kiss. Ripley, you have returned.
Who are you? Who am I?
No. The bottle must still have had traces of leafy water. You have forgotten everything.
Do I know you, sir?
Oh, you do. You do. For I am Pip and you are my beloved wife, Ripley.
I do not remember.
Then I will tell you. But first I have a world to save.
I kissed my amnesiac reanimated wife and hurried to find Harry.
I have not let you down, Pipbin. Behold, a vicar.
Harry, that is not a vicar. It is a swan. In a dog collar.
Sorry. I'm under a lot of pressure at the moment. A lot of pressure.
We raced to the shops to buy a vicar. Alas, House of Praiser and Heavenham's were both closed. But in Cannon Street Station, there was an open branch of Vicar Box.
Do you want a bag?
No, thank you. We're going to use him immediately.
Indeed, as we emerged from the shop, we heard a familiar, evil laugh.
Is it just me? Or as we get closer to world domination, do you become even more handsome?
No, it's not just you. I'm actually starting to fancy myself.
Mr. Benevolent, surrender now or be defeated.
Ah, Pip-Finn, your friend Grimpunt is paying dreadfully for his treachery.
But he told me of your demon's weakness.
They have no weakness.
They fear holiness, and I have a vicar.
Hello.
Well, they fear it a bit. Like fear of a spider in a bath, not like fear of an octopus in a bath.
But I've also got this.
Harry's oversized cad's monocle.
Is it, or is it a gigantic prayer lens?
It was both. And as the vicar prayed,
O Lord, chase these demons from among us.
It focused his words into a beam of concentrated holiness, and the demons burst with fright.
Mommy! Mommy! No!
Harry and I swept the lens over the entire devilish army.
You have destroyed my army. You will pay for that, Clive.
Yeah, boss.
Attack!
Tidy.
Quick, reverence, new prayer.
But the vicar was slumped in prayed-out exhaustion. The giant dragon charged and we were doomed. But then I noticed Harry, his brow furrowed in silent prayer.
Tears, God. I mean, amen.
No! You've turned my dragon into cake.
Only half of him. I'm basically an agnostic.
I hope I'm delicious.
So do I.
I am beaten.
It has made you slightly less handsome.
What?
They're still hot as chops, though.
Oh, and the devil's back from maternity leave tomorrow. Not only have I lost my demon army, but I've got to find another job. I might retrain as a teacher. Away, Clive.
He rode his half-caked dragon away. Pippa perched next to him, fondly stroking his admittedly lovely hair. And though we had won, I sank into bitter despair. My wife remembered me not. My sister had abandoned Harry for evil. Mr. Benevolent still stalked the earth. And I felt the chill wind of future misery tickling at my already quite sad neck.
Good grief. I remember growing up hearing tales of the cake dragon. I didn't realize they were true.
They were. But return next week, and you shall hear how I try to restore my wife's memories, how Harry's attempts to forget Pippa ended in disaster, and how, in his cruelest trick yet, Mr. Benevolent nearly lured me to my doom in the vicious wilderness that is the Wild West.
Bleak Expectations is written by Mark Evans and star Richard Johnson as Philip Bin, Tom Allen as Young Pip, Anthony Head as Mr. Gently Benevolent, James Barkman as Harry Biscuit, Jeffrey Whitehead as Genghis Grimpunch, Sarah Hadland as Ripley and Lily, Susie Kane as Pippa, and Mark Evans as Clive the Dragon. The producer was Gareth Edwards.